I actually contacted the fire officer several weeks ago when up to 12 buses had parked along the lane. And where I'm talking about is the little lane that is in behind the theatre where people turn up to go to the car park there. It's not policed by the council, even though there are parking laws there. There's probably other lines. People just drop their cars, drop their vans, drop their buses, and they absolutely could not care one iota about anybody else that has to get in or out. Unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, I had to call an ambulance for my mother, who was critically ill. Had that lane been blocked the way it was several times over the last number of weeks, my mother would have died. That's just how simple it is. That's how ill she was. And if an ambulance had had to wait to try and get clearance to get through, there was no way she would have survived. So this isn't just about somebody down around just causing trouble for the theatre or causing trouble for people who want to double park and run for 2 minutes here or 2 minutes there. I've written to the fire officer because I've read in recent weeks that the fire officer down in Limerick went into Limerick University Hospital and exercised his rights as a fire officer to maintain safety and health down there, and cleared out the A&E department down there and ensured that the health and safety of everybody there attending was going to be catered for. And that's what I want the fire officer here to do, because emergency services cannot get through. End of story.